弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning.
我们祝所有的姐妹们母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day to all our sisters.
你看看我们的姐妹们今天穿多漂亮。
Look around you. So many beautiful sisters.
很多人都穿红色的。
Many are in red.
我们今天呢是母亲节，但是我有一个特别的信息给大家。
As today's Mother's Day, I have a special message for you all.
我们依然是在这个讲这个教育与实践的系列之中。
We're still in the same series, the doctrine and practice.
我想这个母亲节的信息是比较特别的。
I think it's a special message for Mother's Day.
没讲到性别之争。
I'm going to talk about gender issues.
你知道我们以前要如果填写任何表格的时候都有性别这一项。
You know that whenever you fill out a form, there is always a blank for gender.
那么这个性别呢，只有两项，一个是男的，一个是女的啊。
And it's binary, male and female.
那么现在的话呢，这是不一样的了哈。
But now the time is different.
那么我们一发现这填表格，哇，后面好多项哈。
You have so many options under gender.
所以不光是男女，还有其他很多的选项。
Other options than male and female.
最近我有机会跟一些朋友在一起，那么就看到一些朋友有荣升祖父母哈。
I've been hanging out with a couple friends that they've been promoted to be grandparents.
所以就恭喜他们。
And I congratulated them.
不过他们也其中个姐妹说她也很担心。
And one of the sisters said that she's worried.
他们说这个孩子们都非常可爱。
He said all the kids are so adorable.
但想到说我们他们将来成长生活的这个社会环境他们又很担心。
But when I think of the world that they're going to grow up in, I'm concerned.
因为不知道将来真是在他们成长过程中会发生什么样的事情。
Not knowing that what they're going to face.
我们觉得是做母亲或祖母有这样的担心实在是非常正常的事情。
And I think it's common to hear a mother or a grandma to express that.Kind of concern.
因为我们生活的这个世界就是在这样一个不断变化之中的。
Because this is the world that we live in, that are evolving.
那么同性婚姻已经是为这个社会所接纳的。
The same-sex marriage are already widely accepted by the society.
其实同性恋古代就有。
Actually, the homosexuality has been there since ancient times.
因为中国古代还专门有一个词叫恋童啊。
There is a word in Chinese to say pedophile.
那么基本上就是说，以男性与男性之间的情爱为主的。
Mainly is between two men.
但是现代的话，这个女性跟女性之间也有这个同性恋的问题。
And now in modern times, there are also a love relationship between women.
那么人类历史的发展呢，其实无论是哪一种文明都认为这个同性恋是属于变态的。
Regardless of different cultures, people, the human species think that homosexuality is perverted.
这个是不予为社会所接纳。
And it's not accepted by the society.
但是现在的趋势是几乎是一个国家跟着另外一个国家陆陆续续都接受同性婚姻的合法。
But now, just one country after another, all the nations are accepting this.
那么教会的立场应该是怎么样子呢？
And so what is the church stance?
我们是不是应该接受同性婚姻呢？
Shall we accept it?
是不是我们应该也认同变性人呢？
Shall we accept transgender?
这成为美国伦理道德的底线。
This has become the moral bottom line.
我想随着同性婚姻的合法化，
With the same-sex marriage being legalized,
那么教会呢，就是采取的都是一种比较反对的立场。
The church is taking a stand to oppose it.
所以，其实很多的教会已经在这个事上受到成为众矢之的哈。
And a lot of churches become the targets that being attacked by their stand.
人们就是会认为是教会或者基督教的信仰就是一种非常保守。
And people think the Christianity is too conservative.
然后呢，不能跟上时代的潮流。
Can't keep up with the trend.
所以今天我们讨论这个热门的话题叫性别之争。
So today we're going to discuss the gender issues.
我们从上帝创造男女。
Starting from God created male and female.
来设立婚姻。
And God instate the marriage.
极致基督的救赎。
Until the salvation through Christ.
我们来思想人的价值。
I'm going to ponder on the value of human.
我们来特别看看说关于这个性别之争的话题。
And especially focused on gender issues.
我们首先来看上帝设立婚姻。
Let's first look at the how God established the marriage.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经创世纪第一章26-28节。
Genesis 1, verse 26 to 28.
创世纪第一章26-28节这样讲。神说，我们要照着自己的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
The God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky.Over the livestock and all the wild animals, and all, over all the creatures that move along the ground.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面。治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
第二章第十八节这样讲：耶和华神说，那人独居不好。我要为他造一个配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。21节，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。22节，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。”因为他是从男人身上取出来的，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." And then verse
21 to 24.
So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man."That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united with his wife, and they become one flesh.
那么按照圣经呢，起初上帝是造男造女。
According to the Bible, God created man and woman.
所以人乃是按照神的形象被创造的。
So human was created in God's image.
所以人有上帝的形象，不是只有男人有。
So not just man has the, is bearing the image of God.
也不是只有女人有。
Not just woman.
乃是男人跟女人合起来。
But man and woman.
这种完美的结合。
It's in perfect unity.
所以人有性别之分，所以才可以生儿育女。
So because of the two genders, people, we can reproduce.
那么繁衍后代。
And have children.
这是上帝加给人的荣耀与冠冕。
And that is a glorious crown God has given us.
这样人才可以从神那里领受这个管理全地的责任。
That is also how we can take the responsibility to rule and subdue the world.
所以创世纪第二章详述的讲述了这个创造的过程。
So Genesis 2 describe this process of creating women.
上帝先造亚当。
God created Adam first.
然后由亚当的肋骨来造夏娃。
And then he took his rib to create Eve.
然后上帝把夏娃带到了亚当的面前。
Then God led Eve to Adam.
然后亚当说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And Adam declared, this is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
我们看到说，这是神将这个女人造完了，带到亚当的面前。
So God created woman, God led the woman to the man.
所以现在的婚礼当中，是谁把新娘交给新郎的？
So now in the wedding, who will give the bride to the
常常是父亲，对不对？
It's the father.
你知道，是上帝第一个把女人交给亚当。
Because God set the example.
所以婚姻的制度是神设立的。
So marriage is established by God.
所以古今中外各种文明没有一个例外的。
All the ancient civilization acknowledge that.
那么这个家庭就成为社会最基本的单元。
And a family is the smallest unit.
这是社会稳定发展的一个基础。
And sets the foundation for a stable society.
而且婚姻呢，因为是神的设立，所以它是神圣而不可侵犯。
And marriage is holy because it was sacred before God.
中国有句俗话。
There is a Chinese saying.
叫顺道者昌，逆道者亡。
Whoever goes according to the way, they will flourish, whereas they will perish.
所以按照常理啊，我们大概也知道这个同性的。同性恋本身就是违反常规的，属于一种变态。
So we know from common sense, we all know that homosexuality is against the common sense.
这是普遍启示，人人皆知。
And it is a universal revelation. We all know.
这个世界是为上帝所创造的。
And the world was created by God.
不以人的意志为转移。
It doesn't operate according to our will.
如果我们人类的行为是符合神所设立这些规律呢，我们就可以在这个地上可以啊，这个繁衍可以发展。
If we conform to the laws of the creation, then we can multiply.
不论是这个是自然规律还是道德规律，都是一样的道理。
Both laws in moral and also in nature.
如果我们违背这个规律的话，那个结果就是说，我们就走在灭亡的道路之上。
And if we go against the laws set by God, then we will perish.
同性婚姻的话，这种合法化既违背自然规律，也违背道德规律。
So the same-sex marriage violates not only natural laws but also moral codes.
所以人类放纵自己的结果就是自取灭亡。
And the man has indulged themselves to the path of destruction.
人当然有生活的自由。
Surely human has their freedom.
但是如果这种自由我们滥用的话，
But if we abuse this freedom,
那么这个结果将是非常严重。
That will lead to serious consequences.
但是人在堕落之后一直在这种道德的滑坡之中哈。
But since the fall, the human has been on a slippery slope.
之所以在美国可以同性婚姻合法化，是背后有这个 ACC 什么 L 是不是？这个组织哈。
Behind the legalization of same-sex marriage, there is an agenda of ACL.
那么他们就是来推动各种各样的事情。
And they are the force behind all of these movements.
所以有一个姐妹有一次就坐在我的办公室里跟我讲说，哎呀，陈牧师，我都知道啊，教会一直说反对同性婚姻的。
There was once a sister sitting in my office saying, Pastor, I know the church stand against same-sex marriage.
但是她跟着孩子们说，他们的孩子都觉得是应当是同性婚姻的啊。
But my children all have compassion for the homosexual community.
因为他就说啊，他们组织了很多的活动，有的活动，哎呀，那个同性恋的在台上就讲他们的见证啊，他们非常痛苦啊，非常可怜啊。
because their children has been to their movement, their events where homosexuals say how they are hurting.
那么是不是因为他们有这种愿望，有这种可怜，我们就要允许这个事情变成合法化？
Does it mean that by because they are hurting, they want this, so that we have to approve them?
所以人的生活必须是有节制的。
We must have self-discipline.
就像我们知道很简单的道理，我们不可以把自己的手放在火里面一样。
Just as you know that you can't stick your finger into fire.
你放在手火里面，你的就会受到伤害嘛。
Otherwise, you're going to hurt.
同样的道理。在道德的底线上，我们同样也是不能够做任何的妥协。
And it's the same way that we can't compromise on the moral laws.
但是人呢，生活在堕落之中哈。
But we human live in depravity.
我们的从我们的身体开始，也最后从我们的身体结束。
Starting from a flesh body and end up in the dust.
我们来看一下圣经怎么样去讲这些同性恋的。这些个例子哈。
Let's look at the biblical examples of talking about homosexuality.
因为上帝对同性恋是深恶痛绝的。
God hates homosexuality.
第一个例子就是索多玛跟俄摩拉哈。
The first example is Sodom and Gomorrah.
那么在创世纪第十九章就记载了两个天使到索多玛跟俄摩拉的经历哈。
In Genesis 19, record has an example that two angels visited these two cities.
创世纪第十九章第一节，那两个天使晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛城门口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜，说：“我主啊，请你们到仆人家里洗洗脚，住一夜，清早起来再走。”他们说不，我们要在街上过夜。罗德怯怯地请他们，他们这才进去到他屋里。罗德为他们预备宴席，烤无酵饼，他们就吃了。他们还没有躺下，索多玛城各处的人连老带少都来围住那房子，呼叫罗德说：今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。
Genesis 19, the two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night, and then go on your way early in the morning. No, they answered, we will spend the night in the square.But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them.
So he...这个事情是发生在差不多主前两千年啊。
This occurred about 2000 BC.
那就是说距现在是四千年前的事情啊。
To us now until today, it happened 4000 years ago.
我们知道这个故事后面是因为上帝就把这个索多玛跟俄摩拉毁灭了。
We know later the story is God's judgment fall on these two cities.
当然上帝毁灭这两个城市不仅仅因为他们这个风俗败坏的事情啊。
We know God's judgment is not only because of their fallen in moral area.
那么这两城肯定是还有很多其他的罪恶深重啊。
And also many other evil things.
但是当一个社会变成这个蓝人滥交民风败坏的时候啊。
But when a town has such a corrupted culture.
所以这是天理不容的。
And it goes against the moral codes.
所以索多玛跟俄摩拉的例子是应该给我们一个很好的警告。
So the example, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is a warning for us.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
Let us look at another example.
就是上帝借摩西给以色列人的律法书。
Is the law that God gave the Israel through Moses.
曾经明确规定了说是要禁止同性恋。
Explicitly warned against sexual sins.
并颁布了这种处罚的条例。
And also including the punishment.
这就是在利未记第十八章，我们来看两节经文。十八章二十二节和二十章十三节。
Leviticus 18.
十八章二十二节，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。人若与男人苟合，像与女人一样，他们二人行了可憎的事，总要把他们治死，罪要归在他们的身上。
18:22, do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, that is detestable. And then
19:13.
And then Leviticus 20:13. If a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads.
所以摩西颁布的律法是来自于神给以色列人的命令。
The Mosaic law is from God.
所以这事大约发生在主前的1450年。
This is about 1450 BC.
我们看到几百年过去，事情并没有改变。
And we see that after hundreds and thousands of years, things didn't change.
我们再来看新约。
Let's look at the New Testament.
在新约罗马书的第一章，我们来看二十六节到二十八节。
Romans chapter 1:26-28.
因为有人可能说，这个旧约的律法不一定完全适合于我们现在。
Because some may argue that the Old Testament law does not apply to us.
但是我们看到保罗在罗马书中所讲的也是非常的清楚明白。
But we see what Paul instructed in New Testament.
罗马书第一章二十六节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行那可耻羞耻的事，就在自己的身上受这妄为当得的报应。他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done.
所以我们看到说，保罗的书信也明确地表明了，这同性恋是神所恨恶的事情。
So in Paul's epistles, it's clearly said that homosexuality, God hates it.
那么这个已经是距离保罗写书信的时间，又距离这个律法，以色列的律法有1500年。
So the gap, the time between Paul's epistle to the God gave Moses gave the law to the Israel has been 1500 years.
所以说，神的命令神的对婚姻的设计是一个永恒不变的真理。
So God's design for marriage is eternal; it doesn't change.
所以呢，这个不以人的意志为转移。
And it doesn't operate or change according to human will.
也不以人的律，因为人的立法而改变。
It doesn't change because of the earthly legislation.
所以，虽然美国立法确定了同性婚姻的合法化。
So although it is legal, legislated in the United States for same-sex marriage,
不能改变这种 作为是违背神的命令的这个本质的。
Doesn't change the fact that it is against the laws and principles God established.
所以不光是关于同性恋，关于变性人的问题也是一样。
And not only homosexual, but also transgender.
那么你知道在美国现在人们可以通过各种各样的医学的所谓的治疗方法把一个男的变成女的或把女的变成男的啊。
So we know that now with all different types of medical methods, people can change their gender.
所以呢他们用各种的药物嘛啊。
And they use all different types of drugs.
但是实际上它只改变的是它的 appearance, 它的表面的现象啊。
But that only, all the drugs only change their appearances.
其实不可能改变，你出生是男的就是男的，是女的就是女的。
Which God assigned you at birth, the gender cannot be changed.
所以呢，这个是没有办法改变的哈。
And that can be changed.
因为，所以我们就听到现在有男人怀孕的故事，是不是？
And we hear about male getting pregnant.
怎么会男人怀孕呢？因为本身他就是个女的嘛哈。
How come? They're transgender.
他把自己弄成男的，所以他可以怀孕。
With a male appearance.
所以呢，这个就是世界已经变化的完全不是我们所认识的那个样子了哈。
The world has completely evolved to a unreasonable state.
我还记得我们小的时候，那男孩子好朋友在一起的时候，我们常常在外面走，彼此的勾肩搭背的，对不对？
I remember when I was a kid, the guys when they are buddies, they just hug each other.
现在可不敢了啊。
Not anymore.
如果我跟哪一个男生比较好，出去手领手的话，大家哇，这是同性恋哈。
And if guys hold hands together, and then people will say they're gays.
哎，你找个女生手拉手没有问题哈。
If it's heterosex, then it's no problem.
跟我们那个年代相反了。我们年代啊，大家都不敢跟女孩子在一起的哈，怎么样？
Just the opposite from the era I grew up.
所以说这个同性婚姻吧，变性婚姻吧，就是人类在试图在改变自己的一个本来已经不能改变的一个属性哈。
So whether homosexual or transgender is about human wants to change their identity.
所以就制造了很多问题。
And creates so many problems.
比如说这个变性人能不能参加体育比赛哈。
For example, how does transgender people go to sports?
如果这个女的变性人她要参加男性的比赛的话，这还 OK 哈。
If a transgender woman go to a sports team of a female, that's fine.
因为现在有很多男的，他把他变成女的，然后他说他要参加女性的比赛哈。
A lot of transgender women go to the sports team of the opposite sex.
所以这就很惨哈，因为他参加女性的比赛，他明显他还是个男人嘛哈。
Because they have a male body.
所以他要做拳击的话，肯定把那女的打得鼻青脸肿了，是不是？
They're gonna win, obviously.
有一个是这个南美的，这个就是这样的变性人，他要参加女子排球的比赛哈。
And there is a transgender woman in the South America who are in a volleyball team.
结果这个国际排联的最后的结论说，他不能参加这个国际比赛啊。
And they finally got regulated, say you can't do this.
即使他的国家已经立法说他这个变性是合法的，可以。把他所有的证件性别全部都变成女性哈。
Although officially on the paper, all the legislation say that he is a female.
但是显然说，这个显然他有跟别人有完全不一样的优势，对不对？先天的优势。
But it's obvious to common sense that they got advantage physically compared to female.
所以这个同性婚姻最先合法化的是在荷兰，2001年。
So the same-sex marriage first was legalized in Netherlands in 2001.
在之后，你看到现在才有二十几年的时间，已经席卷世界各个地方。
And it's been 20 years, and it's spread globally.
先是欧洲，然后是加拿大
，Europe, Canada.
然后美国是在奥巴马当政的时候。
And then to the United States during the Obama administration.
我想这是奥巴马当政最伟大的功绩，就是 将这个同性恋合法化。
That's probably Obama's biggest achievements.
那么最近呢，你会发现这个趋势越来越严重啊。
And you're going to see this trend just moving more progressively.
那么在这个罗马天主教今年年初也有做些，也有做让步，对不对？
And even the Roman Catholic Church has compromised.
那么前不久呢，这个美国的这个卫理公会的联合会也开始允许同性恋的人可以做神职人员。
And the Methodist approved homosexuals to become priests.
在亚洲的话呢，台湾是第一个将同性恋合法化的，同性婚姻合法化。
And Taiwan is the first country in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage.
蔡英文上台第一件事就干这个。
That's President Tsai's first.
所以他成为亚洲的第一个承认同性婚姻的。
First country in Asia.
所以我们看到所有这些的背后啊，都是一种邪恶的势力在背后的影响。
So we see there is a demonic power behind all these movements.
这个趋势的话，我想对人类的历史，这个社会的发展会造成非常非常严重的影响。
And it's going to hinder the whole human society.
那作为教会，作为基督徒，我们怎么看待同性婚姻哈？
So what are our stand as Christians, as church?
可能你的邻居就有这样的同性婚姻的家庭。
Maybe they live in your neighborhood.
可能你的同事就有同性恋的人或者变性人在那里。
Maybe you have a transgender coworker.
我们怎么样跟他们去相处啊？
How do we interact with them?
请注意，我们是反对同性婚恋，也反对变性人这些东西的。
Please know that we are opposing the same-sex marriage or homosexual relationships.
但是千万不要让我们的反对变成仇恨。
But we do not hate them.
如果变成了仇恨，我们就成为撒旦的一个工具了。
Because hatred is a tool of the enemy.
所有的仇恨都是来自于他的。
All the hatred is from Satan.
所以我们不能做口头的侮辱，人身的攻击啊。
So we don't verbally abuse them or physically attack them.
这些都属于触犯法律的事情。
They're illegal.
也不符合我们基督徒当有的行为规范。
And it's not our behavior norms.
那么上帝委托我们的是福音啊，我们要用福音来拯救人的灵魂。
So God entrusted us with the good news.
So 基督徒在这个世界上的使命不是惩罚，也不是诅咒。
So our mission on earth is not to punish or curse.
同时呢，我们应该理解同性恋的原因是非常复杂的。
And we have to understand that the root cause of homosexuality are complex.
这里面可能有生理方面的原因。
It might be physical.
可能有社会方面的原因。
Or social.
可能也有家庭方面的原因。
Regarding their family background.
等等。那么支持同性恋的人常常提说，同性恋是因为基因造成的啊。
There's a pro argument about it's genetic that causing homosexuals.
那么既然是基因造成的，那他就是这样的人，那你就一定要接受哈。
They are just born this way.
我想首先是目前关于这个基因的这个论点没有一个明确的这个科学的证据。
These arguments are not supported by any evidence.
而且我们也不能完全排除真的是有基因的问题。
And we cannot deny that there is no genetic causes.
有的人出生就是有缺陷。
Some people, they are born with some defects.
出生了以后他就是男女不分明搞不清楚的。有的甚至两种生殖器官都有的。
And they were born like confused.
但是你要知道这种是属于少数。
But they're very rare.
我们看到我们周围的同性婚姻的这个比例啊，这个远远超出那个范围的。
And we look around and see much higher rate than that.
那么在基督教界也有人推崇说有所谓的这个用信仰去的治疗的方法。
And then among Christian community, there are also people argue for treatment for homosexuals.
这种呢其实也并非是真正有效的哈。
That not really is effective.
我们也不能说没有人 完全没有人经过这样的过程可以恢复正常的哈。
We don't deny that some may be converted after the treatment.
但是基本上要知道说啊，有同性恋倾向的人呢，实际上不是一个非常容易改正的一个问题。
But knowing that this complex problem or tendency is not easy to be corrected.
因为现在真的是也。我们对这个些的认识和对这个现象的了解是非常的有限。
Because our knowledge about it, it's really limited.
那么除了这些之外，我们基督徒还可以做什么呢？
Other than these, what else can we do?
我们就是要洁身自好。
To be sanctified.
因为现今的趋势啊，就是人类对抗上帝的一个继续。
Because we're living in the world that humanity continue to resist and rebel against God.
最后就达到一个登峰造极的地步。
And we are climbing to a peak.
最终导致上帝对人的审判。
And ultimately will lead to God's judgment.
和末日的到来。
And the end times.
人是有灵魂的。
We have soul.
灵魂是永恒的。
Which is eternal.
人堕落之后的问题就是人的灵没有办法跟上帝相遇。
The humanity's fall caused a problem that we are separated from God.
所以我们的灵不能主导我们的身体。
And our spirit cannot control our body.
就是我上次这个信息所讲的哈。
It's like the illustration I shared last week.
人呢反而听这个身体告诉我们做什么我们就做什么。
We do whatever our body tells us.
所以呢灵不能主导的话，所以人就产生很多的问题哈。
So if the spirit does not have the control, we have a lot of problems.
所以人不能随心所欲。
So we can't do whatever our body tells us.
乃是要追求这个灵魂得赎。
But to seek for redemption of our soul.
因为我们这个身体是有时间的，有期限的哈。
Because our body only lives for a period of time.
那过一段时间，这个身体就不能再支持我们。但是我们的灵魂还存在。
But after our body decay, our soul and spirit are still alive.
所以我们不能因为这个身体的欲望而败坏自己的灵魂。
So we can't corrupt our spirit and soul because of the lust of the physical body.
耶稣怎么说的呢？
Jesus said,
在马太福音16:26这样，耶稣说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的性命，有什么益处？
Matthew 16:26, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet lose their soul?
所以这个身体一定是让我们有我们的灵告诉我们这个身体要做什么，要吃什么，啊，要说什么，这样才合乎神的心意。
So God, what pleases when our spirit and soul commands what the body choose to eat to do?
因为这个身体必将是败坏。
Because the body is corrupted.
但是耶稣应许我们将来有一个复活的身体。
But Jesus promised that we will have a resurrected body.
会有一个新的身体给我们。
We will have a new body.
耶稣说在马太福音22:30，将来人既不娶也不嫁。
In Matthew 22, Jesus said, at the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage.
所以将来不存在这个性别的问题。
In the eternity, there is no gender issues.
所以这是基督徒复活的盼望。
That is our resurrection hope.
所以人如果把精力只是花在怎么样去满足现在这个肉体的情欲上。
So if we spend all of our time and resources to satisfy our physical needs,
那么最终是不能得到满足的。
We will never be satisfied.
因为人的心是向往永恒的。
Because our heart and soul longs for eternity.
永恒是我们将来必然的归宿。
Which is our destination.
那么无论是同性恋或者是变性人，根本的问题就在于人对自身的价值啊，有了错误的，这个认识啊。
So the homosexuality and transgender, the root issue is that they are at loss with their who they are, their identity.
我们人们试图去改变性别啊，来重新的定位自己。
And they try to redefine themselves by changing their gender.
其实无论做男人做女人都不容易的哈。
And In fact, it's not easy to be a man or a woman.
这试图去改变都会带来严重的后果。
And if you try to change it, you're going to bring you more harm and troubles.
所以有人统计说，大概这个变性人当中啊，这40%的人呢都会后悔。
So statistics says about 40% of transgender, they actually regret what they did.
因为这个身体啊只有一个哈。
You only have one body.
其实我们的身体是很脆弱的。
And it's fragile.
那么在年轻的时候呢，你如果不去好好照顾它，你到了年纪老的时候都会有很多问题。
If you don't take care of it, it's going to manifest when you get older.
切不说你在年轻的时候拼命的来折腾他哈。
Leaving alone that you did such fundamental change to your body.
所以这个变性人就要折腾自己的身体，他就要通过手术啊，通过药物啊，要激素啊等等各种各样的哈。
So they do all of hormone treatments or even surgeries.
所以到他们年老的时候，你可想而知。身体会有很多很多的问题。
So you know that inevitably when they get older, they're going to have a lot of health issues.
所以人应当节制自己的情欲。
So we should control our physical desires.
而不是随心所欲。
And not indulgent.
我们所追求的是灵性的更新哈。
And we seek renewal by the Spirit.
我们想改变的东西不是在外面。而在我们的内心哈。
What we want, what we will be transformed is inward, not outward.
你知道现代人都流行整容，对不对
？You know, people are some are obsessed with plastic surgery.
好像我们当中还没有人整容的哈。
I don't think anyone among us.
这个特别是韩国，是不是很流行的
？Especially South Korea.
哎，有一次我去韩国店买东西哈。
One time I was shopping in a Korean shop.
看到一个 cashier 在那里哈
，and I saw a cashier。
哎，我这个抬头一看他，哎，我差点没乐出声来哈。
And when I saw her, I was so amused.
他是个男孩子，把自己整的跟那个芭比娃娃差不多哈。
He was a guy, but he dressed in a way that like a Barbie doll.
因为你明显就看出这是个整过容的面目，人不可能生成那个样子的哈。
Because you know that this is so unnatural.
所以真是令人啼笑皆非的哈。
And it's just ridiculous.
说如果我们真的是有这样的精力和这样的金钱的话哈。
If you have this time, this resources.
我们何不在自己的灵性上多下功夫呢
？Why don't you just invest in your spirituality?
真正是我们的灵里面可以得到饱足。
Which will satisfy your heart.
不但人可以得救，而且我们真的可以改变一个人的生命。
And not only being saved, but also be transformed.
我想同性恋和变性人在美国依然是一个有争议的话题。
I think homosexuality and also transgender are still a controversial topic in the United States.
我想我们在座的大多数人也都会同意我们今天经过圣经所分享的这些个结论。
And I think most of us would agree and approve what we shared biblical truths.
但是真的我为什么要在母亲节讲这个信息呢
But why did I choose to share this message on Mother's Day?
因为我们有充分的理由为我们的下一代而担忧。
We have lots of reasons to be concerned for our next generation.
大概都不是你的儿子和女儿。
May not be your sons and daughters,
而是你的 grandchildren, 哈
Or maybe it's your grandkids.
他们跟我们生活在完全不一样的一个环境当中。
They live in a different world.
从在小学里面他就接受这样的教育。
And they receive education from school.
他们接触所有的社交的媒体都认为这些是正常的。
And social media.
所以你应该很担心到他长大了他到底承认是他的男是女的这是另外一个问题。
And when they grow up, you wonder, will they be still clear about their gender?
哪天他告诉你他要结婚了你不晓得他给你带一个男的来还是带一个女的来。
And one day they tell you they're going to get married, you have no idea, are they going to marry a man or a woman?
这个不是笑话这个是现实的。
And this is not a joke, but become our reality.
所以在你们每一个人的手里面都有一张插页。
So there is an insert in your bulletin.
我就请你们 在座的母亲或祖母们，把你们的孩子的名字写在上面。
So I invite you, if you're a mother or if you're a grandma, write your kids or grandkids' name on it.
唯一可以做的就是为他们祷告。
The only thing you can do is to pray for them.
Yeah, 做母亲的祷告是神最喜悦的。
As a mom, God is so pleased when you pray for our kids.
好，我现在给大家一两分钟的时间啊，请母亲们把你的孩子的名字啊，特别是你们的 grandchildren 的名字要写在上面。然后我请天来啊，把这个收上来，我们一起为这些孩子们来祷告。
So I'm going to give you a minute to write your kids, your grandkids' name on it, and then I'm going to ask Tim to collect all those inserts so that we can pray together for our next generation. You better write your own name too so that I know who you are and who are those kids.
Just the names. 你写上自己的名字哈。
And write down your own name, please.
对，你不写自己名，不知谁家的。
Because I don't know all your kids.
还有没有？哦，这边还有。好，谢谢天来哈，我们把这些。所有的孩子都摆在神的面前。今天的祷告只是个开始。你们做。
All of them before God, and this is just a beginning.
你作为母亲或祖父母的，你们的责任就是每天你要为你的孩子祷告。
And as a parent or grandparent, your job is to bring them before God each and every day.
这比你每天吃饭都重要。
It's more important than you eat your three meals.
你们每个人不是觉得每天都吃太多了吗？
And you all think that you are overeating.
好，当我念到的时候，请这些母亲们站起来，我们一起祷告的哈。吕小娟为女儿胡星。
Will you please stand?
吕小娟姐妹站起来。嗯，好。然后有 Terry 为他的儿子 Alexander and Brian。每一个孩子都是神所赐给我们的礼物，非常的珍贵。
Children are from God.
Melissa 为她的儿子 Colin 女儿 Hannah。栾为她的儿子 Donald 女儿 Jane， 还有她的外孙 Josh、James and。Jamil, right? 好。Delcy 为他的一二三四五个， Annadale, Josephine, Alexandria, Margaret, and Nathaniel. Sun Xiao Di, Wei Nu Er, Jia Jia, He Yu Jia. OK, 是一个两个？一个 OK, 瑜伽好。Jackie 为儿子陶冶和孙女陶心怡儿媳妇聂心。姚红为女儿美安。张红玲为女儿许树瑶。朱秀兰为儿子孟祥琪，还有孙子跟孙女孟浩同、孟思成。苏振林、乔红为儿子 Byron 和孙女 Lily。 白燕为儿子汪远、孙女 Alice、 孙子 Nolan。 Bianca 为儿子 Ivan 还有 Lucas。 你为什么没有把你的孙子跟孙女放上？
It's in her heart.
OK 还有 Tina为 Rowan 跟 Carmen、yeah. OK, Carmen 是女儿。 OK, 好。Linda 从金如姐妹为她的Daniel、 Eileen 跟 Emily 为她的孙子跟孙女。哦、oh,师母陈师母为女儿 Emily 跟 Amanda。 好，我们把每一位的名字的为什么花这个时间都念了，我们把每一位都交在神的手上，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是赐生命的神。
You are the life giver.
每一个我们所念到的孩子名字都是你奇妙创造。
Every child, every name we just read, it is wonderfully and fearfully made.
都是每一位站在你面前的母亲，他们所付出的辛苦。
And please remember all of the hard works and care and love that all the moms and grandmoms that are standing here.
他们十月怀胎。
And they went through the pregnancy.
经过多年的辛苦将他们抚养成人。
And they've cared and loved and provided for their children.
愿他们在你面前看为宝贵。
And may you remember and honor them.
因为你将他们带到这个世界。
For you have brought them to this earth.
愿他们的生命都可以荣耀神。
May their life glorify your name.
在这个弯曲悖逆的世界。
In this rebellious and fallen world.
有各种各样的奇谈怪论流行。
All kinds of perversions and wickedness.
我们恳求主你保守这些孩子们。
We ask you to save keep all of our children.
使他们走在你所喜悦的道路上。
So that they will walk on the path of righteousness.
成为你所爱的人。
And become your beloved.
愿他们一生能蒙主你的喜悦。
May their whole life be pleasant.
不受这个世界的影响。
And they will not be influenced by this world.
不受邪恶势力的攻击。
They will not be touched by the wicked.
使他们可以离开这个世界，可以在你面前分别为圣。
I pray that they will be sanctified and set apart in front of you.
我们为每一位母亲都交托在你的恩手当中。
We pray for all of the mothers and grandmas in us.
愿主你给他们这样的心智。
May you create this heart in them.
每天在神面前，我们真是哀哭祈祷。
that they will cry out and intercede for their children.
你拯救我们的孩子。
Save our children.
使他们脱离这黑暗的世界。
Save them, set them apart from this world.
能够进入那光明永恒的国度。
And transform them into the kingdom of light.
愿主你眷顾母亲的祷告。
May you hear and remember all the mother's prayer.
愿主你看顾母亲所流的眼泪。
May you remember their tears.
让他们在这个世上享受到在主里面有这些敬畏神儿女所有的喜悦。
And may they enjoy the joy that their children bring because they are holy and righteous.
愿这个母亲节成为我们属灵生命的新的开始。
And may this Mother's Day become a milestone and new beginning for our spiritual journey.
我们每天不停地为孩子们祷告。
And we will pray for our children unceasingly.
直到主耶稣完全拯救的时候。
Until your redemption and salvation for us is completed.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
姐妹们请坐。
Please be seated.